Montgomery County Executive Matt Ossenfort, now in his fourth year on the job, was scheduled to deliver his State of the County address Wednesday night. Ossenfort credited economic progress within the county to a spirit of collaboration with state, local, and federal government.
Well, really for me, I firmly believe that Montgomery County is getting stronger every day. We're taking a very collaborative regional approach where we're trying to, work with, not only just the municipalities within our county, but, the counties across the region, and really trying to, achieve results for the residents. And so far, we're excited about what we're seeing. You're seeing job growth in the private sector outpacing the state average. You're seeing, some of the lowest unemployment rates we've seen in years. And also, just as importantly, we're making some critical investments in infrastructure and public safety, all the while remaining under the tax cap for 3 years with fiscally sensible budgets. So we're tackling a lot of issues and prioritizing and doing it as a team. And that, to me, is the biggest change that you've seen with this new form of government is, we're really trying to work together and create an environment where bold ideas can thrive. And whether it's the Exit 29, former Beechnut site, trying to do some transformative, exciting things at that site, or taking care of the no-brainers when it comes to public safety, we're getting things done, and it's very exciting to be able to, share that news and put it together for the folks in the county.
You mentioned the Beechnut site at Exit 29. So what's in store there?
Well, we've seen an outpouring of support. Thankful to the governor's office for and all they've done on this project, but we've leveraged, all in all so far over about $1 million in resources, and I see more on the way. And, really, you're going to see progress on the site this spring and summer as it relates to some remediation and it's exciting to see the community, is going to see results, physical results, and so. But the way we're looking at this right now is this project can be a catalyst site for the entire region as serving as an example on how you can take, industrial structure reuse and support the revival of an area's identity. This site is about a third of the downtown in the village. So, being able to rethink and reimagine a village in upstate New York that's right on the thruway, highly visible to the rest of the state, and do something special there is our goal. And it's going to take time. It's going to take years, but we're making some good progress, and that starts with getting some demo and remediation done this year. And we're on track and doing what we need to do to make that progress. So I'm certainly, it's one of the most exciting projects I'm working on, and really happy with the way things have been going so far.
Let's talk about resiliency and infrastructure. We just saw over the weekend some flooding in Fort Plain, and the Mohawk Valley and Montgomery County has been hit hard by floods in recent years, and there are still some problems that go all the way back to Irene a few years ago. So what is in store over the next few months for the infrastructure of the area?
Sure. Well, there's two notable items that I'll be discussing tonight. Again, these are no-brainer issues, but how do you find the funding to get it done? First of all, the Burtonsville Bridge. Now, for those that aren't familiar with the bridge, it's the only access east to west across the Schoharie Creek from the Gilboa Dam to the Mohawk River. This structure has a weight limit that is about 10 tons, and that is significantly less than the weight of the trucks and emergency vehicles that frequently cross the bridge. And in Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee, that bridge proved to be a vital link for emergency services, but also for the fire department, FEMA, the State Emergency Management Office, to access large portions of Montgomery and Schoharie counties. So big issue. You have our those who are responding to incidents going over a bridge that needs to be replaced. But the big question is, where do you get the $3.75 million? I'm happy to report that we are going to have that bridge fully funded through the state and federal government, and that bridge is going to be replaced. So huge step forward for us. And also, we've moved our emergency operations center out of a flood zone and up into a safe, secure place that's now a state-of-the-art facility. And even just this year, our garage that stores all of our equipment and vehicles for emergency management was also located in a flood zone. We were able to get a grant to pay for 50% of the cost to move that out of the flood zone and up on our new near new emergency operations center. So these initiatives are making us more resilient, making us stronger, and the important thing for us is I've always said we're going to need state and federal help to tackle the issues that we face, and we are achieving that and getting these projects done. So we're very, very pleased about that.